Yeah, we were on Merle and the pig.
We were talking pigs on Instagram, which is a real indictment of where I'm at. Most people are like, I'm looking at bikini photos. I'm watching a mom raise a pig, which I have to believe is some sort of deep-seated issue I haven't worked through. Where it's like, look, the mom loves even the pig. The pig doesn't have anything to prove. He's just a pig.
That's so funny.
And for some reason, that strikes a chord with me.
To be like, Kenyon, what's on your explore page? You're like, a bunch of pigs. It's like, wow, pretty sexist. No, it's literally pigs.
It's literally pigs being raised by a woman. It's that and, like, very, like, sort of, like, pure one import quotes about love. It's like, you'll find your partner if you want, you know. There's 1,000 fishes out there, but only one tuna is made for you. Like, it's all, like, bullshit like that. I truly have, like, a 41-year-old divorcee, like, alone at the bar drinking rosé on alimonies, like, Instagram explore page.
It's pretty...
It's not divorced dad energy. It's divorcee. Like, they took the kids, but that's fine. I can start my own. I'm going to start my own business. I don't need a family. Hold me back. You play softball all you want. I'm going to ball on these hoes. Like, that's
sewing on a pillow.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you're approaching live, laugh, love territory.
You're
going to come back around to, like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what those...
That is the true, like, reduce, reuse, recycle. It's like live, laugh, love, get destroyed. And then it's like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You just wake up crying, looking at your life.
The cycle.
It's 5 o'clock probably somewhere my kids are at. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a million years.
The real question is it Wednesday somewhere? Because that's when I get them back. Well, how's your week been, dude? It's been a minute.
It's been good. I've been bouncing around some mediocre cities. Yeah, I've been Minneapolis, Raleigh, Atlanta. So that's been fun.
Let's go.
Doing some shows, seeing the family. Had a good time in the Midwest, which was thanks to everyone who came out, all four of you. It's just fun to see the grandmother, but it was like also like, you know, I'm hanging out with people at the retirement home and it's just sad. I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. I'm actually headlining nearby. And everyone's like, I don't know what any of that means. And I couldn't care less. Like, it's so like you've done some cool shit in comedy and people still like, unless you're like selling out an arena, people are like, what is that stupid thing you do?
And especially to people in a retirement home, they're like, so you're Don Rickles? Like, they don't understand. Like,
they're like, I don't get it. They try to say like some lady from the 50s who I bet roasted people at like the civil rights rallies or something.
they were
quoting some lady I've never heard of in my life. They're like, are you like that one woman? And I'm like, no.
Mom's Mabley?
No, I have no idea what you're saying. No, they're just someone in the silent era. Someone who used to, I don't know, throw a balloon at something.
You know,
I don't know,
the silent era where they're like, we put lead on for lipstick because that's what looked good on camera. Where
yeah,
like,
that kind of thing.
Human rights abuses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, that was so funny. You know, probably thought, oh, you're like a chimpanzee in a business suit or something. That's your vibe. And it was also like, it's just they don't talk a lot. So I was really really carrying the conversations hard
at the retirement home.
Yeah, I mean they weren't even trying. So it's like,
clearly you've retired. You retired from this fucking.
You retired from this convo, Sarah. Fucking calling it a day. But like there was this other person. She's like in her 30s. So I thought, all right, comrades. So we're like, there's like a dinner area.
She like works there?
No, this is like a daughter visiting her grandmother, and me and my grandmother are having like dinner. Mm. And this person's like, can we sit with you guys? I'm like, totally. And I'm like trying to be like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm a programmer. Shutting all conversation down. Her grandmother, even less talkative, just staring into, I don't even know, already seeing her next life or whatever. And like the whole time I am defibrillating any sort of conversation. And she's just shutting me. I was even like, yeah, I'm like, I'm doing a couple shows tonight. I don't know if like, sure, there's some extra tickets you want to come by. She's like, no, thanks. I was like, you asked to sit with me.
You know, it's probably, like, the type of families... I mean, look, it's complicated, whatever. You do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But if you, like, sent your grandma off to live in a retirement
home... You don't love her. I mean,
I'll go
ahead.
That's not what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'll say
I was gonna say you're probably just not, like, striking up conversations with strangers. That's, like, a pretty communal...
Right. That's what people that love each other do.
No, but some people love each other. Like, okay, but sometimes they need, like, around-the-clock care.
Right, which my
like,
grandma kind of does. Yeah.
And you're like, it's really expensive to get someone to come and do that at your house. So, like, I don't think it's all not... I think some people, it's like, you have to do that. But I'm just saying, if she was one of those who just was like, No, she's just old. Just toss her in there. I get why she's not, like, you know, joining a picnic.
It's like, I'm not even talking to her like that.
Yeah.
She's my grandma. She's like, no, oh, I paid the extra fee for no talking.
Or she's a programmer and she just is autistic.
Yeah. Which I feel like they talk about. But autistic people have rants. Your dad rants. They talk
just,
about
you
stuff.
Just did, you just didn't whack-a-mole the right special interest.
Yeah, I was just talking about, like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? She's like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, why'd you sit here? You didn't have to sit here. There's empty chairs. There's a bus station somewhere. You want to stare off? I was like, get a little pissed. Don't you make me bomb before my fucking... I feel like I'm on a dog shit first date with, like, my grandmother and this other grandmother just staring at me.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
They really love... I don't know what my grandmother... She's really into the murder
What's
show. Like,
over here?
Old people always look terrified.
Dude, Yoshi is, like, tearing something up.
Yeah. Yoshi's just absolutely...
No, it just felt like a vibration under the sofa. I was like, what the
fuck
Yoshi?
Is happening? Yoshi's just listening to Kendrick Lamar dunking on Drake. Yoshi's
a Have you been following that at
that
all?
That was a pretty... It was a pretty... Yeah, we have it, like, I've been
I
pretty
only,
into it.
I get such a, like... I've added so many sifters of how... Because I used to be on Twitter, and then you kind of are like, you know what's happening, like, that hour. But now I only hear about something if it gets big enough that it trickles down to, like, Instagram stories, which it usually has to be a pretty big thing. So
it's
all
been,
I've seen of
been
it is
pretty,
trickle down
pretty
to Instagram.
Big. I mean, we've, like, in Atlanta during the cousin's graduation, we were, like, happy for my cousin, but we were much happier on KDOT. Absolutely. Absolutely slamming Drake down, which I think is hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
It's so,
also, why isn't, because it's like, I think it could unite the country, actually. Hear me out. Because it's like, we're all divided on these things. But you got Kendrick Lamar basically calling Drake a pedophile in a lot of creative way. And all the QAnon, like, annoying white fat dads. Why are they not coming to Kendrick's defense? They're saying Donald Trump is going to free people from the pedophile. How many bangers has Donald Trump come out with where he calls his enemies pedophiles in whimsical terms?
I mean, and, as a lyricist, all he needs is a beat.
Yes, but he has had none. Kendrick Lamar is your man. They should.
So
all these people, they're like about to murder a librarian for grooming kids. This guy has like five tracks where he's calling out Drake. I'm saying the whole from Indiana to Compton, they should be blasting this man as the freer of children. He puts out like
remix where they sub in Hillary Clinton's name, but it's
yeah,
the same
and
diss
it's
track.
The same. They just need like a photo of Drake coming out of like what the pizza place they said existed, and they'll be like, "Oh, Kendrick he's the savior of all humanity."
That's so fucking funny.
That's what they
funny.
Need to do, yeah. And I do think it is. It speaks to. I appreciate it because it is the energy in which I have approached any sort of like roast battle and personal beef, because Drake's like, you got small feet or whatever, and Kendrick's like, you're a pedophile, and I have a song where I talk to each member of your family, and I tell your mother you should be dead. And I appreciate that.
Dude,
because I believe in scorched earth. When you're talking shit, you don't just talk, because I don't have problems with like, people's hair or their clothing, and I'm like, no, if I talk shit about you, it's like, I disagree with who you are, like, atomically. Like, I disagree with the constitution of which you were put together on this earth. Is wrong. I am anti that. I'm on the opposite team of what you are fundamentally. And that's what he's doing. I appreciate that.
Dude, it's also like, I don't follow either of them that closely, but if you were like, who's going to win in a fight, Drake or Kendrick? I'd be like, obviously Kendrick.
Yeah.
He's like this smart, like, kind of like mysterious, reclusive,
he's
like
dressing
genius.
Like Jesus in music videos.
And every
and the other guy's in a Sprite
Drake
commercial.
He's
in a Sprite commercial with a heart on his head. He was like texting 11 from Stranger Things.
That's so fucking wild.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, he really, really, I mean, again, did a whole song where the song takes place interviewing people and his fans. So it starts off like Dear Alanis, which is like his abandoned son that he doesn't talk to. And then he's like, you know, saying, I'm sorry that your dad's a
failure.
I
did hear that one, yeah.
And then, yeah, but just when he talks to his mom, he's like, your son should be dead. It's just
fucking, is that a real quote where he like writes it as if she said that?
No, he's talking to the mom, and it's like basically like, yeah, I think your son should be dead. I mean,
Jesus.
I mean,
Christ.
What could you even? What even goes on at that mansion after? Do you just go? Listen, you got it. He's gonna have to go to like witness protection, like just leave the country.
That's fucking wild.
And it's like a popular song. There's like popular songs.
Yeah, they're like good songs.
Yeah, so it's like
is that the last one? And like, has Drake responded to that, or is that
no?
The last
thing? We did, but it was like a pretty lame, very weird. He's like, I'm too famous to molest people.
What the fuck?
He was like, I'm too famous to sleep with under. Super weird. Super weird thing to do. Not saying, hey, that's wrong or I would never do that. He's just like, I'm too famous for that. Also, almost exclusively a famous person thing. Almost reserved. It's like a bottle of the VIP table. So weird. And he's like, I came up with that false rumor for you to make fun of me. And then it's like, no, you didn't. That was weird. So he's done.
Drake being like, actually, it's opposite day. Like, that's
no, I just appreciate.
Actually, it's opposite day, and I'm on home base, and.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I just love. I like some good old fashioned hatred, and it's clear vitriol because it's like a guy that is like AI. Drake is an AI person. Half of the songs are just auto-tuned.
He is giving like Mark Zuckerberg a little bit.
He is Mark Zuckerberg. He's just like, whatever you
need.
Did
you see that Photoshop picture of Mark Zuckerberg with the chain and like the longer hair?
That's hilarious. That is Drake. He's like, whatever you need me to be, I'll be. And we got Kendrick Lamar making like art about like the black experience in America and like deep shit. And then Drake's just sort of like, oh, I'm in the club, but I make a lot of money. And you were on Degrassi as a teenager. You can't have any sort of respect for that.
Yeah, dude. Why did their beef start?
Sorry, I listened to like a 40-minute video about it, but it was basically like Kendrick had this like music video where he's like, I'm going to be the best, like named out a bunch of rappers where he's like, I'm going to beat you guys or whatever. And then they all kind of just understood it was like, just rapping, it's like friendly competition. And the Drake, he also just sounds like a bit like in every interview he's like, I just don't know why he had to say that, and he got like offended about it. And so they've been having
Kendrick put out the first one,
yeah, and oh. then they've been kind of having these it is honestly the whole thing kind of bitchy. They've been having these like subtle disses at each other in songs for like years.
It's like PTA mom.
It is PTA mom, where it's like, well, you know, Rebecca didn't bring fucking shortcake, and so they've been having like 10 years.
You're not raising your kid right.
Yeah,
it's literally PTA moms.
It's that kind of shit. And then like, but then like recently, because Kendrick's like, it's not they say like the top three in rap are like J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake, and he's like, it's not the big three, it's the big me or whatever, and that's when they kind of started. But it just immediately escalated so quick. It was just so funny how it was just like, oh, you're stupid. And he's like, I hate who you are. You're not black. Stop saying the N-word.
Jesus Christ.
He had a song where he's like, I don't want to hear you say the N-word anymore. He called him, you're not a colleague. You're a colonizer.
Oh, my God.
You come to Atlanta when you need money and you, like, have black features come on and, like, steal their. He compared. Because he said a cringy thing about Kendrick where he's like, he's always rapping like he's going to free the slaves or whatever. And then he's like, really.
He's like, hey, actually, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and he like absolutely.
Dude, how devastating would it be if you were, you're roasting someone, you say one thing, and then they look up and you go, first of all, and you go, oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what he just absolutely. Yeah,
God
just
damn.
Called him a pedophile, not a colonizer. Kind of the worst things a human being can be. Since that he's like, I mean, did you see the photo for the latest song is a house with like a bunch of sex offender, like danger
Jesus
people?
Christ.
Like, you know, the flag that comes up, it's all like at his house. So it's like five of those people at his house.
Fucking crazy.
So he just absolutely ameliorated him. And he said that Kendrick beat his wife.
Ameliorated him.
Which I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Ameliorated?
Yeah.
Ameliorated?
He just absolutely just
put
him in
the blood. What was that? Annihilated, humiliated.
That's a word.
Ameliorated?
That's a word. I've heard it said before. Ameliorate is a word.
Ameliorated?
If it's not a word, it's close to a word. Don't come at me with your autistic bullshit. Ameliorate is a word.
Ameliorated? How do you spell it?
Ameliorate. I don't have time. I got a lot of shit to do. I got a lot of posts. I got a lot of pigs. See on Instagram. I got a live, laugh, love quotes.
I got a
TED talk to deliver after this. I don't have time for this bullshit. So.
You're autistic shit. Oh, is this a word?
Okay.
You have a disorder.
I've heard a word similar to that before. You know what I'm talking about.
It's such a funny thing to
ameliorate.
Happen. Humiliate?
No.
Annihilate?
No, there's like a word. Listen, I'm not going to wait because, you know, you do this. You go smartphone. You always, any slight disagreement, you'll go, I'm pulling out the phone. You call your dad or whatever. It hikes, gets into the hive mind. You plug your head back into the hive mind of the Wiener family. And your eyes roll back into your head and you see the Rolodex of all knowledge. That's what you do. You're like, Google's too slow. I'll just plug in. It's like Avatar. You grab like your brother's hair and like clings into your hair and you go into another dimension.
Like a Mentat from Dune.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like the stupidest
for
shit.
For just being like, who was in that movie? You're like, it was Robert Downey Jr. You come back. Your eyes stop bleeding and you just say, no, I told you it was Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, I mean, you're going to feel pretty weird when I'm right. So you're going to feel pretty weird
about
that.
I'm going to feel pretty ameliorated.
That is a word. I've heard people say, because so, I'm not going to go. I don't have to go that deep. But, you know, that's the great thing about being right. Is in the end.
You were about to pull out your phone and Google something. You go, you know what? I'm not even going to humor you.
Oh, because I'm on a goddamn popular podcast. So I'm not going to pause it for some superficial nonsense. All right. I'm going to do like Kendrick did, because when you're on the right side of history, fundamentally, you don't need to win, because you know your day in justice will come. Truth will come down on you. And I already know that's coming. So I don't need to.
Yeah, this is our Kendrick Drake moment. I'm like, I don't think that's a real word. And you're like, you don't believe in yourself. And
No, that's why I'm a big fan of it, is I'm a big fan of someone going from zero to like 4 billion of like, oh, you think that about me? Well, I think you should be dead. And that's what I love. When someone walks on the tripwire that is like years of resentment they didn't know about. When someone makes the unholy mistake of walking into like the weird narrative I built about them in my mind, I'm like, oh, you dumb motherfucker.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
how dare you?
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, fucking awesome.
I have been thinking about this conversation for a long time, bro. Yeah.
Well, dude, should we get to our news articles?
I think we should.
Can you remind me? Because I'm sorry, these are ones that you found this week, and I actually haven't done a deep dive into them.
So no. I think they're both right up our alley. The first one I just sort of related to. This is Dad Wally of missing emotional support alligator makes tearful plea for his return. Now, I just sort of related to this because I, too, have fallen in love with things that could rip me into pieces.
I was literally going to do the same thing. I was going to be like, who wants an emotional support animal that could hurt you? And I'm like, yeah, never done that before.
Yeah, and make it a tearful, please come back. There's still another arm here for you to take. I mean, every breakup is basically it. And if you think it's about you, it is. And every breakup has been this emotionalist lizard ripping me into shreds of me going, oh, no, please, take the spine. Take the other leg.
The British orphan. Please, sir.
Please, sir, break my heart some more. Please, sir, dance on my little heart more. And so I love this man that's, first off, worried about a 1,000-pound killing machine. Yeah. Like, he is undoubtedly fine.
Be worried for the rest of the world that you're unleashing.
What did he come across? A bazooka? Like, he's like, he looks like bulletproof. And he's like, he reportedly kidnapped and stolen in Georgia? That's insane. I don't know who's kidnapping it now. Asking for ransom to what? Not bring it back? Like, that's like, if you don't pay, we'll throw it at your house. Like, it's, I don't know.
Also, emotional support alligator. What is he bringing it on a plane?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
I would love to see the therapist that greenlit that and was like 100%. This seems to.
You said on TikTok through tears, we all need help. Can you please bring my baby back? 1,000 pounds.
Do we have a video?
He might terrify you at first, and then he's here to relax. And it's just a video of an alligator mom holding I mean, he's smaller in this photo, but at this point, he would still kill your dog. I mean, he's like he's a dinosaur.
Emotional support alligator is
he
so
said
crazy.
Also, hey, return for Wally Gator, safe return, no questions asked.
How much does an alligator go for? Would someone steal it to, like, get money? Also, I mean, how old is this guy?
I mean, he looked old. Around 20 people came to see Wally, a 4-foot-long, nearly 60-pound emotional support alligator at a Lutheran village, so at a church. That seems a little weird.
Who the fuck is this man showing up to a church with a lizard? First of all, I'm not even Christian. If you brought a giant, like lizard into a church, I'd be like, you're the devil.
That's an instrument of the devil. I think that's what we think the devil is, a giant lizard that can kill people. Like,
but you're like, my liberal therapist told me this will replace God.
That literally seems like a far right wing cover. It's like, yeah, and then the liberals are going to tell you to fucking put your head right in Satan's trap.
That's fucking crazy. Is this in Florida?
This is in Georgia, which I was just in Georgia. I think it's even worse than Florida, let me say. There's a certain something. Florida has beaches, so they're allowed to be stupid. They're like, whatever. They've been in the sun all day. They have margaritas. I was like at this. You ever encounter an adult that says, heck yeah?
Yikes.
Almost threw a drink at him. It was like a 22-year-old like, yeah, we're going. We're having this party later. He's like, heck yeah. I was like, oh. Should be like snort Molly or something. You're 22 and you're throwing the heck yeah. You sound like you're from a Nickelodeon show. This is disturbing. Still believe in God? Have you seen the news? Stupid. anyway, but he also says, no questions asked. He says that a pet will not survive if left alone in the wild. Again, I think he'll have a better time than if I was left alone in the wild. He was meant to kill and destroy.
Although in Georgia. Landlocked? He's just got to, like, get a job.
With the alligator? The guy finds a pond, he'll terrorize a small neighborhood.
They don't live
in the beach. They just need some water. He's in a Whole Foods parking lot in a puddle right now, making a goddamn, just scaring the shit out of people.
I imagine it'll be easy to find, too, because it'll be like, it's the first alligator anybody finds in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, what's your first thought you see an alligator? Like, do you call somebody?
I'd be like somebody in some weird exotic animal trade, like something went horribly wrong.
That's also what I would think, unfortunately, because I've spent too much time adjacent to that world. The animal, not like in the animal trade world, but I've wanted iguanas and stuff when I was a kid. So I went to a lot of weird pet stores in North Carolina like land monitors and shit.
Land monitors?
Yeah, land monitors are like these giant ass lizards that are kind of aggressive looking. They get, like, I want to say 4 to 5 feet.
Whoa. And you know what we should do for the podcast?
Get an iguana.
Well, do you remember, like, in elementary school when, like, one of those, like, exotic animal people would come in and they'd be, like, an iguana and they'd,
that's
like, explain it to
you? Kind
of
the best day
of
my life, yeah.
We should hire them to come here and do an episode about an animal.
1,000% do that, yeah. That's huge.
It's kind of genius.
That's what the Patreon's all about.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, come see an iguana on the Patreon.
But I saw this one, the darkest shit I've seen. It was like a red room. It's like two land monitors. I'm probably like 9 or 10. I was brought to this like pet store in Raleigh by like my family. And I'm like, oh my God, lizards. I love lizards. They drop a fucking live mouse in between them and they rip it apart. And it was like one of the I was like horrified.
I don't think I could do a pet that you have to feed live animals to.
Yeah. And you don't really have to. I've seen boa constrictors where people give them the frozen rats.
Yeah.
But it's still...
I don't know that I could.
No, it's terrible.
Dude, that's the thing that happens all the time is I go to pet stores and I'm like, do you have any rabbit toys? And they're like, yeah. And it's like dried rabbit meat for dogs. I'm like, that's how nature works.
Yeah,
that is unfortunately what
it
is.
Buddy, close your ears during this podcast. We don't need you listening.
Close your big floppy ears.
Close your big floppy ears. All right. The next one is just a state of where America is. Dave and Buster's to allow customers to bet on arcade games.
So fucking awesome, dude.
I mean, David Buster's isn't white trash enough.
But you're like, you're throwing your kid's birthday party there, and then you're betting on which one of the second graders is going to
he's got a good arm on him. I've been coaching him for years.
Dude, that's like the saddest way to... How'd you lose your mortgage? Dave and Buster's. Also, what's the cap? Is there a cap on it? Can you bet like $100,000?
Yeah, bring like your whole mortgage in there. You're like, no, you don't understand. I'll come in, and then if my kid wins, he gets everything he wants for his birthday. And if he loses, we gotta go sleep at one of the other kids' houses.
Yeah, it's like, hey, son, happy birthday. The fate of the family rests in your hands.
Yeah, I feel like everything, like gambling, is being shoved down our throats in such a way where it's like, are they gonna increase the wage or like solving these problems? Like, I don't know. Pacers might win though.
Yeah, because they're
like, I don't know, this team might pull through. throw it on that.
Because people realized, oh, there's a really untapped market of uncertainty and fear
that we could
be cashing out.
We could just monetize that.
You know how you're all like, what's going to happen? You want
to
bet?
You know what's true? It's dark. I showed this to someone today. There's a website where you can bet on like political events. So you can bet on whether or not
that feels illegal.
TikTok can be banned. You could bet
there's
on.
There's no way.
Yeah,
dude.
It's called Cashy or whatever.
Is that legal?
We're open for sponsors. I mean,
politicians couldn't vote because they're gonna know.
It's not politicians, but it's like you can also bet on the Rotten Tomato score of the new Planet of the Apes movie.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's like very degenerate gambling. Shit.
Oh, I'll bet on movie review scores
any second. That's what it is.
Is it a reboot of a thing, but it's all ladies this time, but you didn't hire anyone to write it good? Fucking 2 stars.
Or
it's
will
really
it be,
easy to
will
tell.
Will it be 1,000 stars because they say it has to be good, but everyone actually thinks it sucks?
Oh, but dude, it's so easy to tell when a movie's going to fucking suck.
So you know.
Like, for the
so
most
you're
part.
Saying, you're telling me I could, we could put some money on this Planet of the Apes.
I think we could do it.
But the fourth Planet of the Apes one, I think, is going to be pretty good.
You want to bet?
I think so.
We would have to bet solo. We're like, okay, $2.
Yeah, yeah.
My share of the Patreon.
Yeah. So I just thought that was like just a hilarious. As if.
That's so dark.
Yeah. It's coming. But you know, it isn't dark. A word from our sponsors.
We're happy to be brought to. Well, I think we both got in sponsors this week.
I think so. A lot of emails come through. I can go with mine first.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I got an exciting one too.
If you're anything like me, you've had this thought. If life's going to keep fucking me in the ass, the least it could do is make me cum. So we are happy to be sponsored by the Capital One dildo. So with the Capital One dildo, every time it's time to make your monthly payment on your 5,000 APR card, it lights up like a Christmas tree to let you know it's time to shove that up your butt vagina and get that going. And you ride that little pogo stick into Homer's orgasm. And it has sensors on it that know the second you come, and it won't take a payment unless you come, then it takes it right out of your account as the cum leaves your body. Capital One, what's in your asshole?
Fucking go. We're also, you know, everyone's, okay, the podcast is doing pretty good. 2 sponsors this week. Our second sponsor, everyone's out there looking for love. And we personally were very excited to find this because there's a lot of apps that, you know, target, but there's JDate, there's Field, if you're kinky, like there's, you know, they got the markets cornered. But we're happy to be sponsored by an app. It's a dating app. For people who just fucking get it, man. And if you're like, what does that mean? You're off the app. Because, ladies, we all know if you're a particular type of lady, you got to get dicked down by a man who feels he's been wronged by God. So this is an app for people with grievances on
just
a sort of cosmic
for vendetta,
generational
but it's his
level.
Dad.
Putting googly eyes on the top of the thighs so your pubes look like a mustache. It's your dad. Fuck him up, dude. Fuck him up. Get him. He just punches your pussy. He's so much angrier than you.
Hugs it. So you get guys to eat your pussy. Kiss your dad. It's not gay if you kiss your dad. He's proud of you.
Hey, buddy, this ain't your dad's pussy.
Yeah.
So if you got an issue.
It looks like Dale Earnhardt's mustache. You pour a bunch of Miller Lite on it to make it seem like home.
It's got a fucking cigarette hanging out.
Yeah.
Of
yeah. It's like a drag show in Tijuana. You just got your pussy to smoke cigarettes. Well, if it already tastes like his breath.
Oh, my God.
It's a wholesome family pod.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're just, like, not thrilled with what's going on, try not your dad's pussy dating app. We're happy to be sponsored.
Absolutely. Not your dad's. But is that... It seems like a real spicy ad for nobody. Hey, this isn't your dad's pussy.
Hey, What else is my sexuality?
All right.
This a is whole a lot of nothing for no one in particular.
If you had to make an advertisement for my dick and I have to make one for your vagina,
oh
what
my
would
God.
It be? And we can put this on the Patreon if it's too spicy.
Holy fuck. No, this is really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think. Let me think. Okay. Okay. What's the problem with men?
What?
They might hurt you.
Yeah.
Or kill you.
Sure.
Let me present to you Kenyon Adamchick, where all that energy has been turned inward, deflected away from the woman across from him. Guaranteed safety.
Too busy killing himself. That's never going to happen. Those hands are, he's too busy harming him.
Is it domestic abuse if you live alone? I don't know. Hey, how about they opened a battered me shelter?
Is it domestic abuse if you live alone?
That's what I had for Kenyon. Don't worry. He's already... I think it's a pretty good pitch.
That is a very good... That was like... Okay.
Come on, ameliorate
all right,
me.
All right. Just imagine, what if your favorite comic, the funniest person of all time you knew, had a Hot Pocket attached to them? You could fuck.
God, gross.
And that's Maddie T. Ween. I mean, that's pretty great. Yeah. You weren't being too nice of mine either.
Upsetting, but weirdly nice.
Yeah.
Which would be my alternate log line.
Yeah, yeah. Upsetting. You don't listen. You learn about the guy's life and Jesus Christ. NC-17 movie that wouldn't get picked up for production.
Hey, it's amazing that guy's still standing.
Yeah, yeah.
The dick, the man, all of it.
The dick's small because it's hiding. It's like a groundhog that's afraid to come out and see its shadow. Our dick's like a groundhog in the nuclear apocalypse. Just doesn't know if it's safe to come out yet. And see the charred remains of his family.
That's so funny. Because my pussy's like a club in Bushwick. Because you're like, I don't understand what your criteria is to get in here.
Yeah, then the people that you let inside, you're like, what the fuck?
You're really picky on a very weird set of.
Yeah, it's like a something that's in fashion like suddenly, like 2 months ago. You're like, I didn't even know people liked that. You're like, yeah, it's all the rage over in Maddieville.
Well, if this doesn't get us laid.
I don't know what will.
Actually, anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If this doesn't get us laid, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's very perfect.
All right, well, thanks for being here.
All right. We have a good time.
I think this is a great episode.
This is a fun and wild app. We're getting down to it. We're like, are you dating? Well, hope that settles it. Not exactly a loving description of each other. He'll never be. He's too busy killing himself. You're a funny wrench. But hey, you know, we really love each and every one of you, goddammit. We love you being here.
Yeah.
And we continue this fun on the Patreon. So if you could, come join us down there. And, you know, I don't know exactly when this is coming out. But I have shows. Maddie has shows.
I'll be in Sacramento, San Francisco, Boston, Springfield, Massachusetts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're all in the link in my Instagram bio or on my website. Come out to see a show. It'll be really fun.
Yep. Maddie's also headlining our hearts and minds at all times. And
I gotcha.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be in Asheville all of next week, but I think that'll have already happened. But just know I was there. Just know that it happened. And you missed it. And you know, I'm doing more. So check out the link tree. Come see us. I'm on the podcast. I'm in New York. I'm running around. I'm doing things.
Check out the Patreon. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We love you.
I love you more.
Okay.
Yeah.